Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Mem Vav. We left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Gimel. We are on the top line of page 18. Let's just summarize what we were discussing in Sif Gimel. We said it's usur to rent out or to lend one's animal to a goy, because he might do melacha with it on Shabbos, and we know that a person is mitzuva al shvisas behemto. That is what the Mechaber said. And now the Mechaber says, "V'im hishila o hiskira le'eno Yehudi." If a person in fact lent out his animal, or he rented his animal to a goy, "V'hisne imo lahachziru lo kodem haShabbos," and he made a tanai with the goy that he must give it back to the Yisrael before Shabbos, like the Ramah had said, "V'ikva b'Shabbos," and the goy didn't follow instructions, and the goy kept it over Shabbos. So when the Jew sees that the goy is not giving back to him before Shabbos, so before Shabbos he should be mafkir privately the animal between himself, and then he takes care of the problem. Oh Yomar, another Eitzah he can say, "Behemti knuya la'eno Yehudi," my animal is given over as a kinyan to the goy. And that way, in either of these two cases, the animal is not his when it's working on Shabbos. Either it's hefker, or it belongs to the goy. Kedei she'inotzel me'isur deraisa. That way he saves himself from the isur deraisa of shvisas behemto. The Ramah says, "V'imrotze yochol lafkiru lifnei shlosha b'nei odom kedin shahefker." If he wants, he can do it even a better way. Instead of like the Mechaber says that he's doing the hefker just within himself, with no one around, if he wants, he can do it in a better way. Be mafkir in front of three people, which is normally done for hefker. The reason why he might not want to do that is because now people hear it's hefker, they might go take it. But Zokter Ramah, he doesn't have to worry that someone else will be zoyche in it. Because for sure, when he's mafkir in front of the three people, he only means to be mafkir for the Isra of Shabbos. He doesn't mean to make it hefker for all time, and therefore, as we'll see, after Shabbos already it goes back to him and no one else is able to take it. V'davka b'Shabbos, this whole discussion says the Ramah specifically on Shabbos, "Aval b'yomtov ein odom mitzuva al shvisas behemto b'yomtov." However, says the Ramah on Yontif, there is no isur shvisas behemto. So this whole conversation, says the Ramah, is only l'gabi Shabbos, not l'gabi Yontif. So let's see the Mishabura, we're up to Sivkot on Yudalid. So again, the Mechaber said in the beginning that if he lent out his animal to a goy, or he rented it to a goy, and he made it tonight that you must give back before Shabbos, he did not give it back. Eitza number was, "Yafkirena beinu levein atzmo kodem haShabbos." Says the Mishabura, "Vizehu dafka b'dieved shekvar hisne imo v'ikva b'Shabbos." This Eitza being mafkir the animal is only a backup plan. It's only b'dieved. You did what you were supposed to do. You were allowed to give it to the goy. You made it the proper tonight. He just didn't follow instructions. He held it back. That's when you're allowed to do this. But l'chatchila, it is forbidden to rent out the animal, having in mind that when Shabbos comes, you mafkir it. It's a backup plan. You did your shtadlus, you made the deal, he didn't keep his end of the deal, then you can mafkir it, but you can't plan for this hefker from the beginning. V'afilu im yafkirena b'fnei shlosha. And even if you're going to do it l'chatchila and be mafkir the best way in front of three people, it's still no good. She'ein ha'kol yodem in a hefker. Not everybody knows that you will mafkir it. V'osi yudei chashoda, and it's going to come to uchshad, suspicion. She'yomru behemto she'yisrael osa melacha b'shabbos. People are going to see your animal by the goy doing melacha, and they're going to say a Jew's animal is doing melacha on Shabbos. The af b'mechira in heter. Even to sell it to a goy is not mutter. Ela kishemocher behemto le'enu Yehudi b'mechiru gemura al kol yemei ha'shavua. If you want to sell the animal to the goy, it only works if it's a real sale for the whole week, for all the days of the week. Ve'lo kishemocher lo al yom ha'shabbos l'chud. It's not enough to sell the animal just for the day of Shabbos alone, again for the same reason, mipnei chashoda v'kanal. If you're just selling it for the day of Shabbos, people don't realize it, and they think that it's your animal, the animal of Yisrael, working on Shabbos. The habak matir lechatchila lahaskir al dash yafkirenu b'fnei shlosha. Even though we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that this does not work, there is the Shita of the Bach that's more lenient, and he says, L'chatchila, it is mutter to rent out the animal to a goy, having in mind they're going to be mafkir in front of three people. Dekevan de shlosha yodim. Since you'll be mafkir in front of three people, and three people know about it, mifarsama milsav loyovu dechshada. Word gets around by three people knowing something, and therefore we are not worried, according to the Bach, for an ichshad. Ubishas atchak efshir sheish lismoch al dvarav. The Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, in a pressing situation, it's possible that you could rely on the words of the Bach. Ubisof asimin nevarim yirtz Hashem. We'll explain this more at the end of the simin. Sekotan tazvav beinu levein asmo. Again, eitz number one was, if he doesn't give it back before Shabbos, your mafkir before Shabbos, beinu levein asmo, between you and yourself, sha'oz eino mitzuva al shvisasa. Then you are no longer commanded to make sure the animal rests. Kev and she'eino shlo. It's no longer your animal, it's hefker. Shekvar hefkira. V'afal gav de hefker be'inan she'a b'fnei shlosha. What is going on over here that we're saying you're being mafkir beinu levein asmo? We know always, all over, hefker has to be in front of three people. Zehu midirabonon. That is only that you need three people midirabonon. Aval midaraisa afilu beinu levein asmo sagi. But really, hefker on a daraisa level works just by yourself. Midirabonon, they said you should have three people. V'hocha shekvar hiskira. Over here in our case, we already rented it out. V'hisne imo, and you made it tonight with the goy. Sheyachsi rented that he should return it before Shabbos. V'iklan, he didn't bring it back. Dai bazet, it's enough to do it in this way, on the daraisa level, kedeli not so mi sura daraisa. You did everything you had to do, like we said before, and therefore, even though normally hefker needs three people, in this case, you did everything you had to do, so allow you to rely on the daraisa, and therefore you could do a beinu bein asmo. The ayin of Beis Yosef sheish poskim shesover. I'm looking at Beis Yosef where he brings out poskim that hold. The gam bekan, even in this case. Avshahu di'eved, but ina dafka tlasa. Some say, no, even though it's b'di'eved, you did your ishtavlis, you made it tonight, you have to give it back. Still, if you didn't give it back, you have to do the hefker in front of three people. V'alkein tovli zar bazelach adchilem yesh be'avshari. Therefore, Zakti Mishnah Berurah, if you can do the hefker in front of three people, you absolutely should do that. And then he says, V'alko panim izar lafkira b'fnei echad. So there's another option, besides doing it between you and yourself, doing it in front of three, there's also an eighth of doing it in front of one. And the Mishnah Berurah says, at the very least, if you can't get three, you should at least do it in front of one other person. The rabbin, the gedolei ha-poskim sovrin, many poskim hold. The af d'oraisa eina hefker achi afgira al-kopanim b'fnei adam echad. Many poskim hold that even the oraisa, it is not a good hefker unless it is done in front of one person. V'afilu b'fnei echad me'anshe b'eso daibazeh. Even if it's done in front of a family member, that's enough, but one person is absolutely necessary. So I'd like to point out two notes over here discussing these ideas of hefker. Number one, note number 16. It's going back on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that even though hefker needs to have three people, that's only midirabbanan deraisa, it's good enough b'nei b'atzmo. Note 16 writes, ubetam adover she'etzrichu chacham she'hefker v'nei shlosha dafka. Why did the Rabbanan come along and say hefker has to be dafka in front of three people? The Shulchan Aruch says in Choshen Mishpat, shu kedei sheyuchal echad mehen liskos b'cheifetz. We want three people so that one of the three can grab the item that is hefker. Vashnayim yaidu al habaylim shefkiru, and we want the two other people to be the edim that the owner in fact made it hefker. Umitam ze kosev akavachayim, and based on this, the akavachayim writes shetzrichim sheyu shnayim mehem ruuyim lahoyin. It's not enough to be mafkir in front of three people; it has to be two people that are kosher leedus. That way, you can have this deal: one person takes the hefker item, two people can be made, and they're kosher leedus that the person was in fact mafkir it. One more point in the notes: note number 17. We just pointed out at the end of the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot and Tezvav, that even though it's best to do it in front of three, at the very least do it in front of one, because many big poskim say that even daraisa, it's not enough, beino bein asmo, you have to have it in front of one person. Note 17, ubetama sovrim shehefker beino levein asmo in a moel. The reason for these shittos that hold that hefker between you and yourself is not good enough, writes the Ksas Sofer. Shekevan shelo noda hadover leish. Since your hefker, when you're doing it privately, is not known to anyone, ein hamafkir miskaven laso zos b'lev shalim. Maybe you don't really mean it. You're not doing it with your full heart. If no one's there, no one hears it, you're saying it privately, so maybe it's not being done b'lev shalim. Ve'ein elu ela diburim ba'alma. Maybe you just stop saying words, it has no meaning, and therefore they say you absolutely must have one person there. The host of the Ksav Sofer adds on, Shemitam zeh sover ha-mechaber. And because of this reason, the mechaber holds shele inyan shvisas behemta, when it comes to our case over here, of having your animal rest on Shabbos, mo'el hefker beino levein atzmo. The mechaber over here says, you could do a beino levein atzmo. It happens to be, the Shaar Tzion brings down, the mechaber holds in general that you need in front of one person. So why is he more lenient over here? Says the Ksa Sofer, shekidei lehi notzel mi'isr, the mechaber is more lenient, you could do a beino levein atzmo, because mistaber shemiskaver, because when he's trying to get out of an iser, it makes sense that he's doing it in an emistic way. The whole reason why normally the mechaber and others say you need one person, if you're doing it privately, you don't mean it. You don't want to give away your item. You don't want to make it hefker. But zakti ksav sofer lefi the mechaber over here, where it's to get out of the iser of shvisas behemto, then avada you mean it even privately, and therefore even the mechaber would normally hold you need one person there. Over here by shvisas behemto to get out of the iser, we assume the person does mean it when he does it bein levein atzmo, and that is the understanding of the mechaber over here. Back to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes Zayin. So the Mechaber gave us two Eitzos. One Eitzo was to mafker the animal. Eitzo number two is, you say, Behemti Kenuya Lahaino Yehudi. The guy who didn't return it to me before Shabbos like he was supposed to, my animal is going to be Kanui to him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I am the Magen Avraham Shadaito. Look in the Magen Avraham, whose opinion is, Didavkim Omer Lo Befonov. It's specifically if you say in front of the guy, Behemti kenuya lecha, my animal is kanui to you. Sha'oz miskavein ha'enu Yehudi leknosa. That's when the goy has in his mind to be kone it. The niknis lo ba'amirazu, and he's able to be kone with this amir alone. Kevan shibrishuso, since it's already in the goy's rishus. V'kanyule chatzero, and his chatzer makes the kinyan. Avol im omer kain shalo befanov. But if you're going to say this not in front of the goy, lo kena ha'eno yehudi klal, then there is no kinyan whatsoever for the goy. Va'afilu im zikir lo ha'idei yisrael acher, in of your mezake to the goy through another yisrael, gam kein lo mahani, that also will not help for a goy. Kemevur b'chol shemishvet simen reish mem gimel sif yudalud. V'chein hiskim ha'prim meganam u'shari ha'achronon ka magen avrom. The achronon come out, you have to like the magen avrom. It's not enough like the mechaber says that you just say, my behemah is kanuya to the guy. You have to go over to the guy and say, my behemah is kanui to you. And one more point he adds on, upashet afilu ba'omer behemti kanuya lecha. Even if you do it the way the Magen Avraham and the Achorim say you have to do it, that you say, my animal is kanui to you, ba'inan sheyeh lazeh gam kein psikas damin. We also have to make sure that there was a deal cut with money that's going to be paid for this kinyan. The ilav hochi einze mechira klal, without an amount of money that is stipulated, that's not called the mechira at all, and it wouldn't work. V'chein kasa v'chayodom v'chlal nunches, so to write the chayodom. So according to these achronim, zakta mishabura, not only do you have to say that my animal is kanui to you in front of the guy, there also has to be a stipulation of how much the guy is paying for the animal, then it would be good and you get out of the problem of shvisas behemto. Sivkotan yudzayin, this is the end of the mechaber, that by doing these two eitzes of being mafkir beinu ve'atzmo, or saying behemti kenuya la'eno yehudi, that's going to be good enough, kedei she'inotzo me'isura daraisa. Sivkotan yudzayin, what's the Lomar mean to say? Again, he reviews what he said before. Once again, you should not rely that you're renting out the animal, having in mind they're going to be mafkir when Shabbos comes. Or you do eitzah number two, you'll be mafkir over to the guy when Shabbos comes. That is not a din lechatchila. Shehefker v'haknoa einam before summon, because this hefker, this kinyan, is not publicized. V'yesh kan chash maris ayin v'kanal, and therefore there will be chash maris ayin, like we said before, v'ayin b'sof asimin. Sivkotun yud ches is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, if you want to be mafkir in front of three people, which is the better way to do it, as we have seen, so you could do it, and you still don't have to worry that someone else could be mazak in it, because we said in the Ramah, devadei ein kavanoso rak kedei lafkia me'olav Yisr Shabbos. All you meant to do is to get off the Yisr Shabbos, and therefore, right after Shabbos, it goes back to you, no one can take it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the Lomar means to say? Shebevadai lo hayu bedaito sheyishar hefker l'olam. For sure, your kavana when you are mafkir in front of three people is not that your animal should remain hefker forever. Ki im liyom haShabbos bovad. You only wanted to get out of the isra shisas behemto, so you only meant to be mafkir for Shabbos. Kedei lahafkia me'olav isra Shabbos. You only wanted to be hefker for Shabbos to get out of the isra of Shabbos. Uliachar HaShabbos Yasser L'Rishus, and right after Shabbos it goes back to your Rishus. Aval biyoma Shabbos Gufa Bevada Hefker Gomer. However, for the Shabbos itself, it is 100% Hefker. V'gam zeh mikri b'shem Hefker, and don't be worried, what kind of Hefker is that? That's only a one-day Hefker, and then it goes back to you. Zaktim mishabu in the brackets, that's also called Hefker. K'di'ishtah b'gemar, like the Gemara says, that filu Hefker l'yom echad havi Hefker. Even if you only mafker for one day, a real Hefker, that is good. V'ein tzarech locho shema yiske ba'acher b'shabbos gufa. Aye, maybe you should be worried that during that one day, that it's really hefker, someone else will come along and be zoicha in it, and now you lose your item. You don't have to worry about it. So long that it's under the guy's control and he's using it for his work, he's not allowing anyone to touch your animal, and therefore, after Shabbos, it goes back to being yours. During Shabbos, the guy has rights to it, and therefore, there's no ways to let anyone else be kona that animal, and therefore, you will get your animal back afterwards. Sivkata Nutes is going on the last point of the Ramah, that this whole discussion of Shvisas Behemto is only on Shabbos. On Yontif, there is no Isser of Shvisas Behemto. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shvisas Behemto Yalfina Mimadik Siv. The Isser of Shvisas Behemto is learned from the pasuk that says, Loman Yanuach Shorcha V'chamorecha Kamocha. The High Korah B'Shabbos Siv. This pasuk about resting your shor and your chamor like you rest yourself is a pasuk that's written by Shabbos. V'afilu Hachi Lo Yaskirem Elo Behavlo. Still, if you're going to rent it out on Yontif, even though there's no Isra, she says Behemto, like we're worried over here, but Lamaisa, you have to make sure there's Havlo, so you don't have a problem of Schar Yontif. The Lo Yiyya Schar Yontif. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is just pointing out, even though there's no problem with Shisas Behemto, but there is a problem with Schar Yontif, so therefore you have to make sure it's Behavlo, and that way it will be 100% fine. Hinei HaMarshal Cholek Al Zeh. The Marshal argues on this Ramah, Vidaito diyomto v'shabbos shoven hein bazeh kemo b'chom molochos. The Marshal says, no, there is a shvisas behemto by yontov, just like by Shabbos, just like they're equal to gabi other molochos, they're equal to gabi this as well. V'ayim b'magen Avram sheherich bazeh. Look in Magen Avram, who speaks at length about this, umevi da beis yosef v'simen tov tzadi hei. Hevi deos harishonim bazeh umetzadei shom le'isser. He says the beis yosef over there leans to the tzad of isser shvisas behemto on yontov as well. The Al Kain, therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, Yesh Lachmir, one should be Machmir. Ubebir Hagra, Gamkein, Heruch, Bazeh, Masik, the Iker Kadas, and Mashal Hanal. The Bir Hagra discusses at length as well, and comes out of Maskona, the Iker Aloch is like the Mashal, that there is an Isser for one's animal to be working on Yontif as well. The Gamla Kamon, Besim, and Tov, Sadi, Hesiv, Gimel. Mefarish Hagra, the Gra explains over there, Mashikos of Shom, Beshuchanarach, the Ain, Motzi, and Masal, Abahim, and Beyonta. The Shuchanarach says you can't carry out a load on an animal in Yontif, and the Gra explains that Tamu Mishum Shisas Behemto. So you see, the Gra comes out as well again that there is an Isra Shisas Behemto on Yontif. So even though the Ramah tells us very clearly there's only Isra Shisas Behemto by Shabbos, not by Yontif, the Marshal, the Gra, others all come out that there is an Isra Shisas Behemto on Yontif just like there is on Shabbos. We will stop there and continue with Sevdalet at Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.